naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
I'm broadcasting here on Facebook Live, and also broadcasting on Instagram. And later, the show will be uploaded to YouTube. And so you can hang in there with us for a little bit and stick around, try to get you on. I'm trying to figure out some things here. There's changed everything. Everything has changed. Everything has changed in this Facebook world of ours. I'm trying to find myself here on the camera. Oh, there I am. Okay, well, welcome everybody. Thanks for being here. I was hoping to be able to bring somebody online. For some reason, Zoom would not let me do that. For some reason, I think they're battling again, doing their thing. So we're just gonna go and just continue and keep going. So I want to light a candle like we always do. Our gratitude candle. I think everybody should have a gratitude candle just to kind of be thankful and give thanks to everybody who has contributed to our life and contributed to in our hearts, and those who come before us, those who laid the groundwork and the foundation for us to succeed. So this candle is for all those folks here, there, or everywhere now. So I want to thank you for that, and also want to use the candle to burn some sage. Or light some sage, however you want to call it. Sage is really good for you. Very therapeutic. Has a lot of good medicinal values to it. Very good. All right, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. Let's see who's online with me today. On Instagram, we got Krista's on there. Johan's on there. Here on Facebook, we got Christy, Darlene, John. And let's see who else is down the line. Sammy's there. I want to welcome everybody to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Today's show is episode 116. We're cruising right along. I think we have, 4 months before we get into some really serious weather. Things are changing. It's 2020. 2020 is one of those seasons that, one of those years that we just kind of started off really powerful and really amazing for a lot of us. And then all of a sudden this wall hits everybody. This wall hits everybody and everyone at the same time, and everybody gets affected. And how we recover and what we do, everybody has done their own thing. So I'm not sure. We're going to find out here. You can post your comments there online. If you have a question for me, Sherry, how you doing? Good to see you. I like your emoji there, your meme of you. It says, hi. I like that. Good. So today we're going to talk a little bit about 2020. What's 2020 has been for you? What's been for me? Hopefully you're able to post on there so I can read your comments. And just think about where we started this year, where 2020 started. For a lot of us, it started on the New Year's Eve party. For a lot of us, it started the next day. You know, everywhere and everything has shifted so drastically and so fast now that, you know, we don't know if we're coming or going. We don't know if we're here or there, or if we're going to be in a certain state of mind. But either way, we're here. So I want to invite people to share with me their feelings, emotions, and stuff. I'm going to draw some cards here in a little bit and see where we're at. That way we can get some readings. So if you can stick around with me for about 60 minutes or so. That's probably what's going to take me to kind of get things off my chest and maybe things off your chest and be able to share what you share, what you need to share. So 2020 is one of those years that it kind of turned into a little crappy year. You know, it was going right along, going pretty good. Everybody had their intentions. Everybody had the things they were planning and the things they wanted to do. And then all of a sudden, wham, there we are. We're all on lockdown. Now, do you guys remember lockdown? Do you even remember the things that were happening? Do you even feel that energy? Do you even remember what that energy felt like? Because that energy was weird. It was uncertainty. We didn't know what was happening. We barely knew if we were going to make it through the rest of the year. But some of us, you know, it really caught us off guard. Some of us weren't ready for that. We weren't ready for that indoctrination, that thing, that unknown energy that we can't quite grasp. But now we're kind of leveling out a little bit. We're getting into a flow. We're getting into a rhythm with this new energy. This new energy that we has no name. It's just what it is. And several friends of I and myself have talked about, you know, coming into harmony so we can come into balance with it. And so we're trying to ride and we're trying to navigate this particular storm, this particular situation that we're in with the energy that's there. 2020 has, you know, been kind of a strange and awkward learning curve for a lot of people. We've had to do things that were uncomfortable, things that we're not used to, things that we felt that we may not be able to make it through. And now we get to the state, you know, where I don't know what a lot of people are feeling. I'm not sure what people are feeling now since we've been in this isolation of sorts, and some of us are still there. But I think we're coming out of that now. We're coming out of this space where we don't want to be in this space and feel trapped and feel confined and feel like that we can't move forward. I think a lot of people are fed up. A lot of people are just totally fed up. They're tired. They're exhausted. And they're not going to give one more ounce of energy in that negative energy and that connotation. So that's why you see people who fought the masks. You'll see people who fought the system. You see people who fought, you know, whatever they felt was, you know, that they had to step up. But remember, whatever we persist, resists. So whatever we give energy to, we get more of that. So this is what my show is about. 2020 is whatever we give energy to, we get more of. The illusion is that if we battle it, if we confront it, it's going to stop. It's going to go away. No, absolutely not. That's actually the reverse. That's actually the reverse thing that will happen. The reverse thing is that we think if we give this energy and we combat it, that it's just going to disappear. No, it doesn't disappear, my friends, because we're fighting it. We're resisting it. We don't want it. The more we don't want, we don't need, we get more of that. The universe just hears our yeses. And I've told you guys this before in the past. The universe hears yes. The universe hears yes as much as it hears no. But it hears yes like it hears no. It doesn't distinguish. It doesn't discriminate. It just does it. That's just how the universe works. It's an oval, always advancing, always evolving, always expanding place. So it's never going to be like ourselves, where we can become very solitude, we can become very reserved, and you know, but the universe has never stopped creating. We're creating constantly. Even when we create the adverse things in our lives and the positive things in our lives, we're constantly creating. Now, does it always work into our favor? No, because some of us, you know, don't create very well. Some of us aren't very specific. Some of us don't create in a matter that is positive. Some of us create in a very negative way. And, you know, I'm just as guilty as the next person to create things in a negative way. Well, how do we create negative? Well, when we don't like something, we push upon that and we spit upon that. And that thing just gets bigger and stronger. I'm not saying we have to be aloof and forget and that it doesn't exist, you know. But what we have to do is understand that that thing also vibrates, like Sammy says, okay, and it's, you know, reacting, but it's also reflecting back to us the things that we don't like about what we're seeing. And so that's what happens, you know, when we don't like something, It's because there's a part of our ego and there's part of our upbringing, part of our programming that rolls around in there, and it gets sucked into that game. It's a game. Many of you don't like Donald Trump. And, you know, that's your right to not like him. But the more you push on that energy, the more of that you're going to get. And the more of that you're going to see. And the more of that you're going to feel. Now, I guarantee you, if you just let things be and leave them alone, you won't notice them as much. They're there. It doesn't mean that they're not going to happen. But it happens. War upon war doesn't solve war. You know? You know? You know, Mother Teresa said once that she would never do a war rally, but she'd do a peace rally. You know, because when you project and you push towards peace, you get more peace. If you reject and you push to war, protest against war, you get more protest. So the protesters, for example, what's the results? Well, it's very obvious. When you push against the other force, the opposing force, it pushes back. So they're getting back what they're pushing out. It's the law of attraction. It's the law of vibration. It's the law of the universe. It's something that is as old as time. So when you watch what you're watching in front of you, yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's a magical thing, and things are happening. But when we push against forces with opposing forces, things either get neutralized or things get pulverized, right? So I'm not here to say, hey, you shouldn't do that. I'm not saying this, but it just gives you an example why things are happening in this world, why things are happening in the universe. It's because of our belief systems. My good friend told me, you know, hey, you know what? You don't believe what you're doing sometimes. And I go, no, I do. He goes, no, you don't. You know, you really need to think about it. Do you really believe that you could heal people? Do you really believe you can help them? And I go, a part of me believes that. And then there's another part of me, the human aspect of me, that says, How arrogant am I that I can do that? I shouldn't be able to do that. That's the other part of it. My ego challenges me and says, no, you're just a lowly human. You can't do anything. You're not a doctor. You're not this. You're not that. And then you start to believe your own crap. You start to believe your own shit. Okay, so the question is, do you really believe what you do? Ask yourselves, everybody who's on this streaming, on these live streams today, do you believe that you have the job you want? Do you believe that you're living the life you want? Do you believe that you have everything that you felt that you have attained in your life? There'll be a handful of you probably will say yes. And then there'll be another handful of like, oh my God, no. How many of us have compromised? How many of us have just said, okay, I'm just going to go with it because it's the best thing I can have right now. You know, and I'll wait for tomorrow. Well, I don't think there is tomorrow, personally, in my opinion. If you're not happy where you're at and you don't feel like things are moving in the direction you want, then you basically have to do it. I mean, I'm wearing a shirt here. It says Be Free. It's a, you know, Planet Fitness shirt. You know, and I thought it was pretty appropriate. It's kind of like my It's Good to Be Here shirt. I'm going to be free. And that's a very powerful statement. To be free. I don't think anybody knows what it means to be free. I don't know if anybody knows what that means to let go and let down your guard and just be what you want to be. But Iggy, I have to work. If I don't work, I don't get a job. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your spiritual aspects of you. I'm talking about your emotional aspects of you. I'm not talking about the physical body that goes to work and represents. I'm talking about the inner part of you. The inner part of you that is constantly out there. Struggling to seek and create and obtain knowledge and obtain connection to be awakened. So many of you like says, well, I've been awakened and blah blah blah, and then the next sentence you're like destroying and tearing down something. Because awakening is in moments and spurts. When you understand that being awakened doesn't mean that you're not constantly in the same energy. You have to be able to flow in and out of that. Because our shadow side, we have shadow sides. We have this aspect of ourselves, okay? These little aspects, these dark corners of our lives. And, you know, the word dark and shadow gets a bad connotation. The shadows doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean it's negative. It means it's a very cautious part of you, okay? And it's a cautious part of you in how it moves. in how we move and we dance through life. Because you can also be in the light, it's directly into the light, and you can be blind, and you can be and you cannot see, but you can feel, and you learn to navigate differently, just like you do when you go in the dark. Okay, so you can be burnt by the light, and you can be blinded by the light, and you can be blinded in the dark. It doesn't matter. If you get too much one or the other, you're going to be blind, period. Now, in our spirit and our soul, there's a different connection. It's a different feeling. So what's happening in your life? What's going on? What are the things that are happening right now? Take inventory. Take inventory of what's happening in your life. Are you aware of the things that are happening in your life? Can you tell in your life what's happening? Are you able to recognize the things that you don't necessarily want in your life, but you're attracting them for some reason? Because it's there. It's there. Every single one of us here, every single one of us, there's nobody on this planet who's immune to this, and nobody who doesn't challenge themselves, corrupts themselves, okay? Defeats themselves, self-sabotages themselves. I had my friend was talking to me about how she self-sabotages herself over the years, and she finally feels the energy to do what she feels what she wants to do. But it took her a while to figure that out. It took her a while because she had to process, she had to work. She had to navigate through all this energy, all this muck and crap. Okay? All right? And you know, there's always room to get better. There's always room to improve. There's always room to get into that space that we need to get into. All right? Because that's part of our existence, is to create and to be creators. You know, when we take religion out of our lives and we take out all those little dogmatic things that lock us down, life can be very different. Life can be very, very open, very freeing, very amazing. But we get caught in our own dogma. We get caught in our own stories. We get caught in our own little things that we do. Why? Because it's programming. It's our programming. It's the programming we created. It's the programming that other people have created for us. It's the programming our parents created for us, our grandparents, or whoever raised us. Remember, you're only as good, and you only know as much as the person who showed you the way. Until you break away from that particular energy, you won't change. You'll start to change when you start creating your own parameters, your own health limits and boundaries, your own things. You know, my father and my mother passed away. And you know, I didn't realize, and I mean, I didn't, how big of an influence they were in my life, how big and how powerful their presence was. And you know, we all have that. We all have that presence in our life. We all have those people who we lean on, those people that, you know, that really meant something to us. You know, some of us have, you know, done it on our own over time, because it takes time. We need to wake up and go, oh, Mom, I'm fixed. Because there's nothing to fix. But there has always been an influential person or peoples or someone in your life who's either driven you, pushed you, okay, to the point where you wanted to prove them wrong or prove yourself wrong, okay? So you've jumped from thing to thing, trying to prove to yourself that you don't need them, that you don't need the world, that you don't need anything. And that's good, though. But that's where it brings you to this present moment. That's where you are. But not everybody does that. Not everybody has to have that. But a lot of you do have that. A lot of you, myself. I didn't realize my dad's presence was so huge in my life. Why I was so sad when he passed away. Why when he died, that, you know, that I would miss this person that, you know, was my dad, who's also the most challenging human being in my life. The most abusive at times to me, you know, with his words, you know, with his hands, you know, but yet he's still the most influential person in my life, because I took the pieces and parts that were valuable to me versus taking the negative parts to me and carried them on, because I knew that he was human too. I knew that he was struggling. I knew that he had to, but it took me a while to figure that out. It took me a while to figure out that my mom was the same way. She was completely opposite of my dad. She was the aloof. She was the person who hid. She was the person who didn't show her feelings and emotion, even though she was sad when she was sad. My dad was the other guy. He just wore all his emotions on his sleeves. He'd yell and scream, throw things at you, you know, and my mom would do that from time to time. But this is what happens. We have to fight and work through all this sludge of emotions that other people have put upon us, bestowed upon us, given it to us, and just wiped it in there and taught us that this is the way it is, because they were taught the same thing. You're very fortunate and lucky if you never had to go through any kind of mental or physical abuse, because there's a part of you believes that you deserve that. There's a part of you that goes, I can't function without it. And for a long time, I thought I had to get yelled at, and I thought I had to, if I wasn't doing something wrong and I didn't hear my dad yelling at me, I felt like something, you know, I didn't, man, I must be falling short here. Instead of looking for his, you know, affection and his, you know, accolades, whatever you're looking for, I was more worried about upsetting him and him yelling at me. But that was the part that was actually the motivating me. Okay? That was the part that actually pushed me. The part, you know, that I didn't want to let my dad down. I didn't want to let my mom down. But now those people are gone. So this is where I'm going. This is where I'm getting at. Those players no longer exist in the physical realm. They do exist in my mind, in my heart, in my spirit, in my soul. Now, how much of them do I carry on? That's really up to me to decide how I'm going to navigate that. And a lot of you are the same way. A lot of you go through all this stuff that people who have changed you, people who have molded you, people who have put you on a different course in life from the place where you were before. People who have pushed you to the most extreme part of you that you didn't even know existed. But at the same token, there are people who open up these magical portals inside of you, these magical spaces inside of you, and this beautiful part of you that you didn't even know existed. And you do the same thing for other people too. You know, when you compliment them, you embrace them, you love them, you honor them, you welcome them into your life. Remember, everybody's just a version of you expressing itself through the universe. Everybody, good and bad. I hate to say it, my friends, but Donald Trump is just an expression of the universe expressing itself, and he's expressing it through. That's part of the universe as much as he is. Mother Teresa is part of the universe expressing herself, the Pope, Jesus Christ, you know, Moses, I don't care, and you name it. It's the universe expressing itself. Universe giving you an opportunity to see things differently. It also gives you the opportunity to change things. And changes are good. But change is not necessarily the most easy thing for a lot of people, a lot of cultures and society. But if you look, we are doing the same exact things that our ancestors did. We destroy, we build it up, destroy, build up, destroy, build up. When can we not, when the next time we build something up, how are we going to build it together where it works for everybody and not just a certain segment of the population? These are the things that we have to really push and try to understand. Because so many of us go through life thinking that this is all there is. I got a job, fine, I'm working. There's more than just having a job. There's the spiritual aspect of ourselves that we sometimes forget. Oh, well, I don't feel spiritual. Okay, that's fine. You don't feel spiritual. Excuse me. Life is very, very powerful. It presents us opportunities to grow. It presents us opportunities to do things that we probably didn't even think we could do. And then sometimes when we do it, we surprise ourselves. We surprise ourselves. You know, we surprise ourselves when we're given the opportunity to grow and expand. And sometimes we have to come out of those little rivers and those little dams and those places where we're trapped. It's kind of like the little fish when the rain comes and they open up and the rivers flow. And then eventually the rivers recede a little bit. And there's these little pockets where there's little baby fish floating around. You ever see that down by the river? And there's all these little fish, and they can't go anywhere. They're all stuck in these little puddles. Unless there's divine intervention, and you pick them up and put them into the big waters, they're going to have to wait for the next flow of water to come through, the next river, or they're going to have to wait it out and work through that process. And a lot of us are like that. We're stuck in these little puddles where the river has lowered itself, you know, just gone down, and then you're stuck in these little puddles with a lot of people who you may not want to be with. Now you have to figure out how to create healthy limits and boundaries with them, how to navigate with them, how to work with them. But we're all like that. Sometimes we get stuck in these little pockets of water, okay? And those affect us. And you know, okay, you put the little duck and fish, baby duck. He got lost on the river in the fish. But you know, everything in life there's messages in life. The vultures, the ducks, the fish, the water flowing, the water going low and receding, you know, the worms in the container when you go fishing. You know, you have to think about it. Sometimes it's life. Sometimes the message that the universe gives you is so simple and so easy that we totally forget and we totally miss the boat. No pun intended, talking about the river. But sometimes we miss the message. We miss the message. The message is very clear. Spread your wings and fly. Glide. Trust that the wind will hold you up. Trust that when your wings are out, that the wind will keep you from falling. You don't have to flap them all the time to fly. You can just glide and move. Or be like the little duck, searching for his mother, searching for his home. He knows as long as he stays in the river, as long as he stays down the path, that he'll eventually connect with those who love him. And if he doesn't, he still has the river, he still has the things, and he'll have to learn. The water is fluid, the water keeps moving. The fish, they do what they do. They eat, they swim, they survive. Outside the water, they're very vulnerable, they're weak. But in the water, they're very strong and powerful because that's where they're from. That's what they do. So these metaphors, you know, you see the blue heron or the gray heron or the gray blue. Or you see the white egret. You see the birds, you know, who are hunting, who are living in harmony with nature. And even with themselves, they have struggles and they have parameters and things that they don't like, because that's the same way we are. We're the same way. With certain things we like and certain things we don't. So the river can teach you a lot of things. And me going down there, watching the river, has been a blessing. I've been down there with my friends, hanging out there with Hayden, Kate, Sherry, Dante, and everybody who's been there with me over the course of this, you know, couple months that I've been fishing. We've all seen different things, and sometimes we just sit there and we look at the water, and sometimes, you know, we drive away and we see the sunsets alone. You know, we enjoy those things. But regardless, we're all on the same vision board of sorts. You know, we drive away and we see the same sunsets, and but we see it from different angles and different perspectives and different feelings and emotions. Or when I catch the fish and they watch me catch the fish, it's a different feeling and emotion. For me, it's exhilarating to bait it and hook it and catch it, and then I have it and then release it. And there's a sense of pride, there's a sense of awe catching this little fish. It's just doing its normal thing. The only thing that's not normal is me putting this lure in there, catching them and baiting them to hook to it. But life's like that too, right? How many times do people bait us, hook us, and grab us, and put us in situations we don't want to be in? It happens all the time. Boy, maybe we do it too. Who knows? But the point, it does happen to us. Sometimes someone throws us a bone, and we go after the bone. And the next thing we know, we're like, oh boy, that was a bad choice. But you have choice to. You have choice to get out of it. And then sometimes we're in situations where it's very difficult to break away. Very difficult to break away because circumstances don't allow it. So what happens? We create this world inside our feelings, our emotions, our spirit, our soul, our bodies. You know, imagine people who are abducted, people who are kidnapped, people who have been trafficked. Imagine these people's this lives where they don't have control of what's happened to them. Okay. And they have to create this world. They have to create this place to keep their mind and their body safe. I can't even imagine what that feeling is like. I can't even imagine what it is to feel that. And you know, the sad part is some people never come back. And those who do come back have to really work through a lot of things. Now, 2020 has been one of those years where, you know, we've fought over the mask situation. Should we wear a mask, not wear a mask? Some of us don't even believe that the virus even exists. Maybe it is a virus, maybe it's a flu, it doesn't matter. The point is, you believe what you have to believe. You be where you want to be. And just understand that everybody's going to agree with you. Just understand that everybody's going to be in alignment with you. That's okay. That's all right. You know, it has nothing to do with, well, they don't pay my bills, so I don't have nothing to say. No, they're just not in alignment with you. That's it. That's all it boils down to. If someone hates you because you don't wear a mask, that's on them, not on you. If someone hates you because you're posting certain things politically, that's more on them than it is you. Remember, you're posting for you. You're advocating for yourself. You're stepping up for your belief and your right. And there are other people who align with you, and they step up with you and walk with you. And there are other people who will not walk with you. There are people on this forum who don't believe in Black Lives Matter. And there are people who believe in it wholeheartedly. It's okay. It's all right. Why should we all believe in everything? Why should we all come to an agreement where we all have to agree? Can we just agree that maybe we don't all agree with the same things? Is it okay to believe that, you know, in the universe, there's so much room and so much space for all of us to believe what we want to believe versus what we are forced to believe? You know, it's not the end of the world if things don't go our way. It just means we have to navigate the world differently. We have to learn to move differently, express ourselves differently, share differently. Because that's how life is. The collective works to the point where it wants to do things a certain way. But there's another part of the collective that doesn't agree with that. The collective's not just one big agreement where everybody's like, oh, yeah, let's just all agree collectively. This is what we're going to do. No, because there's multiple collectives. The most dominant collective is the one that usually stands out. But there are multiple collectives. That way, we wouldn't have revolutionaries if we didn't have another type of collective. You know, we wouldn't have patriots if we didn't have a different collective. There are different collectives. We're not bound to one collective mind. We're bound to multiple collective minds. To believe that, you know, one hive, aren't there multiple beehives in nature? Of course, because all the bees, yes, they all survive and they all do the same thing. Just like humans, they all do the same thing. But not all the bees do the same thing. Some bees are more adapt to getting certain types of nectar. Some bees don't even collect. You know, they just go in there. They don't even create honey. They just go in and they just do their thing. Humans are the same way. You know, we could take a cue from nature if we'd listen and if we observe. We're no different than nature. We're no different than the animal kingdom. We're no different. You know, we just do things differently. But when you break us down, we do some crazy stuff as humans. Considering the fact there's a lot of us, there's a lot of human beings on this planet. And I'm not saying we shouldn't have more kids. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's just a lot of us. So that means there's going to be a lot of opinions, a lot of feelings, a lot of emotion. There's going to be a lot of things that we're not going to be in alignment with. And when we start to understand that, life becomes a little more easier. I believe sometimes we try to make everybody side with us and believe with us. But we're all one, regardless. Because we all come from the same source. We all come from the Creator, the creation. You know? The I Am. You know? We are from that. Some of you may believe that, some of you may not. But that's okay. You believe what you need to believe. But just remember, not everybody will be in alignment with you, and that's okay. If you understand that your life is your life, and it's your land of make-believe, it's your creation, and it's a thing that you have to do for yourself, then you'll be in a good light, a good situation. And you know what? Sometimes we have to break, it takes time to break down these walls. It takes time to look at life and go, I don't want that anymore. You know, and sometimes it takes somebody a lifetime to do that. Unfortunately, that's either good or bad for some. But if you can move quickly through it and you can destroy it, break down those walls, maybe you get to where you want to be. First, you got to know where you want to be. First of all, it's okay to not know where you want to be. So it's all the paradoxes and all the contradictions and everything. We want this, but we don't want to do that. We want to move forward, but we can't do this. There are no guarantees in life. The only guarantee is if you wake up in the morning, you've been blessed. So remember, you take your first breath in the morning, you're always breathing when you're sleeping. But if you wake up and your eyes open up, and you can put your feet to the ground, and you can take your first yawn or stretch your arms out, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Not worrying about your job or anything, but just being able to wake up and say, that's a blessing. That's a blessing in itself. That is a miracle. That, my friends, is what life's about. Being able to be take part in it. To be able to be in it. And be, you don't have to necessarily be active in it and participate in it in the sense where you have to be seen. But if you're able to navigate and move through it and be able to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish that day, then that's a gratitude. That's a miracle. That's a blessing. But sometimes we don't see it as a blessing. Sometimes we let other things take over our mind, take over our feeling, take over our heart, take over our spirit, and then you know we get stuck. Listen, 2020 is a blessing. As hard as you think you don't want to look at it as a blessing, 2020 is probably the most amazing opportunity in the most magnificent blessing that we could possibly have. Oh, but Iggy, but everybody's dying. People die every day, my friends. I could die tomorrow just walking down the street, let alone get the virus, right? My next breath's not guaranteed, but we have an opportunity in 2020 to see the world and to see the people in it differently. We also have the opportunity to change things in our lives if we don't like them. It will gnaw on you. It will gnaw on you, that change. If you truly want to make things different, it will gnaw on you. It will gnaw on your bones, your spirit, your soul. And the only reason it doesn't change and the only reason it doesn't move out is because you didn't do it. The 2020 is a blessing. What if we just looked at everything as a blessing versus looking at everything as a detriment? Could we do that? Is that possible? Is that a possible thing to look at life and say, hey, we're all blessed? If you can hear me right now on this radio show, on this podcast, then you're blessed. I'm blessed. Means you're alive. Means you have the opportunity. Means you have the opportunity to do something. It means you have the true opportunity to set things in motion the way you want them to be set. So every time that you're able to get up, wake up, and do your thing, okay, that's a blessing. That's a huge, huge blessing. I know I've repeated myself several times saying that. Sometimes the small things in life are just as powerful as those real big things that we're looking for. Baby duck, vultures, fish, those are the blessings. To even observe some of the things that we observe as human beings is a blessing. You know, I'm not here to talk about finances or anything like that. That's not what I'm here. I'm not here to talk about. I'm here to talk about things that we have and that we have some control over. You can wake up in the morning and you can look out the window and say it's a beautiful day. As much as you can wake up and go, damn, I gotta go to work. I wish I didn't have to go to work. You know, what if you woke up tomorrow and you go, wow, I'm alive. I have my life. The sun's shining. What if it's raining? It's raining gives life. Wow. And you look over, and you look over, and you look over, and you look around your surroundings. You see your TV. You see your fruit on the table, your dog, your cat, whatever. Part things that are in your life. Those are blessings. You know, because somewhere in the world, somebody doesn't have that. There are other people in my country, in other countries, who will never know, will never experience the things that you have experienced. Or will even know remotely that those things even exist. Because all they're trying to do is survive and make it to the next day. So don't get upset, you know, when a homeless guy comes up to you and says, hey, you have a penny, you have extra change. Just say no, or say yes, whatever you want, it's up to you. Don't get upset, because they're navigating through life the best way they know how. And if you don't want to give, you don't give. If you want to give all your money, then give it all. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to judge myself. I'm just here to say, hey, you know what? 2020 started off rough for a lot of us. 2020 wasn't the most ideal beginning of the year. But we have 4 months now. September, October, November, December. You know, we have 4 months to experience this world differently. We can experience it gloomy. Oh, the virus is gonna get us. Fuck the virus, man. Listen, if it's your day, it's your day. If it's my day, it's my day. So what? Don't stop living because life has stopped. You know, so many of us just stop living because we believe that we have to, because somebody told us to. Oh, we can't. Yeah, you can go outside, just do some things that will help other people and help yourself. Protect yourself. You know, don't quit. Don't stop. Don't stop. 2020 is here to give us opportunities. This is the 2020 vision. And I started saying that in the beginning of the year, and then I stopped saying it. And I'm going to say it again. It's 2020 vision. Our eyes are cleared. Our hearts are clearing. Our minds are clearing. Our spirits are clearing. We have the opportunities to make some very great decisions for ourselves and others, but mostly for ourselves. Because here's the rub. As much as you want to help and change everybody, as much as I want to sit here and talk to everybody and say, hey, you need to change, blah, blah, blah. The only person that really needs to change right now on this show is me. My thinking, stinking up here, and my heart needs to change, my spirit needs to change. And then when I start to change, other people start to see, and they start to change, and their example changes, not because of me. It's because they believe, oh, that person changes. Why do you think people go to motivational speakers? Why do you think people go to, you know, gurus? Why do you think people go to all these other people who seem to have their shit together? And you know, they may and they may not. You'll never know. It's because, you know why? Because there's hope. They see hope. They see opportunity. They see that if they can do it, I can do it. And I just need some help. Excuse me. You know, why do you invest in reading these books, self-help books? You ever ask yourself that? Why do you invest in these things? Why? Because you want to improve. You want to get better. You want your life to get better. You know, so for so many of us, life is hard. But we do our best. We do our best. And that's all we can ask in this time right now, is to do our best. You know, life is one of those things that just life is, you know. You know, life is one of those things that just, when we are open to the possibilities, the unlimited possibilities, to do things and to be able to express things in ways that we just didn't think was possible, but it is. You know, I'm here to tell you. And I'm not here to compete. I'm not here to say my story is better than your story. My story better than your story. No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is this. Take the first steps. Like one of my mentors, John McMullen, he would say, I'm more goo than roo. I'd say, you're a great guru. I remember when I first told him that. He goes, no, I'm more goo than roo. And you know, I laughed. I go, I wonder what that means. It means I'm made up of all the things in the universe. Sorry. I'm made up of all the things in the universe. I'm carbon based. I'm like the chair, it's carbon based. I'm like the stars, it's carbon based. I'm the goo. You know? You're the goo. We're the glue. And it's interesting because sometimes we need teachers to help us and guide us along the way. And I get that. And I'm not discounting that we don't need that, because we all need some help from time to time. We all need some motivation. We all need some push. You know, I'm not a believer of luck. I believe we make our own luck. When we do, we step into the right places. Oh, but you're lucky. No. Why am I lucky? Because I showed up? Because I played the lotto? I played those numbers? Makes me lucky? No, I played them. So I made my luck. Oh, but you're this. No, it's because we create. When you participate and you're involved in it, you get more of it. You know, it's one of those things. When I coach sports, and some of you know that I coach soccer, almost 30 some years. And I always tell the kids, the game starts in your mind. It starts in here, because everything that ever was, ever will be, has started in here. It manifested itself outwardly into the 3D world, into the universe. And the kids get it. They understand. If I believe it here, I believe it in my heart. It translates, moves down. It moves into the space. So we're all capable of amazing things when we put our heart to it, mind to it. So never stop, never quit. Understand that other people are on the road with you. Some people will jump off, some people will stop, some people will quit. That's okay. Your job is just to push yourself along and help those who want to go with you and be with you. Or you want to go with them. Just be in the place where energy flows, because energy follows intent. You know, energy follows intent. Your intentions flow in that direction. Yeah. So wherever your energy is going is what you're getting. If you seem to be getting the same crap all the time, then it's check out what your intention is. What are your intentions? What is it that you're not doing that you think you could do better? What is it that's not happening? Because you have to take inventory of yourself. You have to take inventory of what your choices and decisions are. It's just like waking up in the morning. It's a routine inside of our head and our mind, our spirit and our body that we go through. You know, it's just as easy as going to the bathroom, taking off your clothes, jumping in the shower. You can jump in the shower with your clothes on. You're going to get wet. But the purpose going into the shower is to get clean and get washed off, right? And to lather up and get all that stuff on there, right? Same thing. The energy follows intent. Our intentions are important. But today, you know, and this is the old cliche, today is the beginning of the rest of your life, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Do you believe that? And the question is, we have to take inventory. Take inventory. Why am I not moving in the direction that I would like to move? What is it that's holding me back? Who's holding me back? In reality, nobody's really holding you back. In reality, it's your beliefs that are holding you back. And the things that you may not see because you can't project forward into the future of what you would truly want to happen to you. And I'm the same way. Sometimes I don't see the outcome that I would like to come out, playing out the way I think it was going to play out. But sometimes we can't worry about those scenarios and those things we're trying to create, because sometimes we have to experience the pain and experience the feeling, the emotions, the joy, the happiness, the frustration of what it means to get to that space. You know, I'm 53 years old. Statistically, I could live to 70 or 80 years old, which is really, in the whole scheme of things, is not a lot. If you think about it, 20 more some years, that's kind of freaky and scary at the same time. If you think about it, you know, my father passed away and they were in my mom in their 70s, right? If that's all I have to look forward to, that's kind of a scary place to go. But see, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like my parents, you know, where they just felt that that's all they had. You know, I know that we don't live forever, and I understand that we don't continue physically, but we continue spiritually. Our spirit never dies. Our soul never dies. Our energy inside of us doesn't die. You know, we return, and we may not be the same, but we return. And like most of you heard me say, there will only be one Iggy in this incarnation, this lifetime. But there will be, my soul and my spirit will continue forever. And I will come back as a different version and a different experiences and different feelings and emotions, a different lifetime, different people, a different person. But my spirit is housed in that energy, in that physical body. This is my belief. Doesn't mean that you have to own that. But that's what I believe. You know, sometimes we'll have memories of that, sometimes we won't. Sometimes we call them past lives, and sometimes we call them DNA miasms, you know, things that get passed down into our DNA. Histories written through our blood. Regardless, if this is true, then that means I have ancestors that are alive today. People who I helped bring into this world many lifetimes before, as much as you have. Maybe that's why we have so many people on the planet. If you ever think about it, if we come back 1,000 times, then we have to come back, or maybe we do or we don't, create new life along the way. If we look deep enough and we look hard enough, I'm sure we'd find those answers. And it can blow your mind. It'd be mind-boggling to experience that. But today, we live in the moment. Today, we appreciate what we have. 2020 has been hard for some of us. Some of us have lost some very good friends. Some of us have lost loved ones. Some of us have lost precious people to us, closest to us. And it was their time. It was their moment. It was their destiny. And it was your destiny to experience that. It was your destiny to observe that. As painful as it is. One day, my children, my family, will experience the loss of my personal body. And there'll be a moment of crying and grief. They'll be remembering. But you know, I know this. One day, I will not be here. One day, you will not all be here. That we leave a footprint. We leave a very magical imprint. Those of us who have posted, those of us who have made shows, those of who have recorded, but even those who have not participated in this capacity, you still leave a footprint, because you leave the footprint in the heart of that person. And every human being touches every human being's life in one way or another. Every human being on this planet is connected to one another. Each one of us is connected. Every single soul knows every single soul. So if you think that the most evil person is not connected to you, they are connected to you. As much as the most precious, saintly person is connected to you. Because the universe is experiencing itself through us and with us, all at the same time. All at the same time. And it's hard for people to understand that sometimes, because it's too much. That's why they say you can never see the face of God. That's why you can't see the face of the universe, because it's so vast, it's so big. It would blow your mind, because you couldn't understand it. Because all you have to do is look in the mirror. All you got to do is look at the person next to you. All you got to look at the person that you dislike the most. Look at the person you love the most. Because there's contrast in life. There's contrast. There's things that we agree with and things that we don't agree with. My friends, I think we're getting close to that place, in that moment where I think I've said everything I could possibly say tonight, at least. And I hope that somebody got something out of this message. Because we're, like they say, we're all in this together. We're all in it together, and we're not in it together. If that makes sense to you. We're all in it in the same token as we're not in it together. Because as you sit in solitude in your home, and you're feeling the emotions that you're feeling, those are yours. Those are your personal connection to the universe. And then when you feel everything that's outside of you, that is all of us working together in connection. So when you feel down and you feel alone, all you have to know is that there's another person who's feeling down alone. Which one of you is going to step up and go, hey, you okay? That's where we have to make the change. Which one of us is going to be the bravest and the strongest to step out of our own comfort zone and check on one another and say, hey, I love you. I know we've had a hard time to go. Or I love you and I'll still love you. And then some of us will say goodbye to some people. But it's a goodbye full of experience and emotions and things that we take with us to help us along in the next journey with other people. So never feel that things are over forever, because you will never truly die. Your spirit will always continue. Your soul will always be, because energy just transmutes and changes. And one day you will come back and occupy another vessel. You'll be reborn. You'll come back to this planet, if that's what you choose to do. Or you can go home. Wherever home is. Home is different for everybody in their own creation mind. That whatever you do, understand that you're not alone. You're not by yourself. There are other people who are going through this process too. All right, guys, thank you very much, and I'm glad that I was here to share with you. I love the connection, I like the stories. Keep in touch with me. Ho'oponopono, matakuyasin. It's good to be here. All right. Irisikwi. Oho. I will see you guys next time on Iggy Garcia Live. And I hope you enjoyed today's show. Visit me on iggygarcia.com. Visit me on YouTube and subscribe. Hit the subscribe button. Visit me on Instagram and visit me here on Facebook. All right, guys. Take care.